I'm turning people away every year.
Really?
And this is the fourth year, and I've never repeated anyone except for myself.
Well, and I understand some of the artists are writing music just for the CD.
Yeah, it has really sparked people to finish that Christmas song idea that they had. Or it's kind of weird when you have an idea for a Christmas song and it's just one song or maybe even two songs. What do you do with it? You know, as an artist, you kind of either need to put out a whole record or you just have this Christmas song. You know, there's no better way to get airplay than a Christmas song. Radio is always looking for some fresh Christmas song, you know, so that they can have something that's not been played, you know, for 45 years or whatever. So that's also a really cool thing for a lot of the artists is they have a place for that Christmas song or those Christmas songs, you know, so that's been cool.
Do you have some newcomers on this CD? There's a Boise-based band, Calico.
Money was tight that year, so I knit my brother a red orange hat.
Yeah, Calico kind of formed at Boise Rock School, and they've kind of graduated, if you will, from that, you know, their experiences there, and they've becoming just a really great band. They're all really young kids, probably, I think they're all late teens, maybe. They're really, really great. I love them.
But it's not about sweaters or the money or the weather. It's about family. It's not about sweaters or the money or the weather. It's about family.
Sales of the CD have been pretty good. I know the Idaho Statesman reported last year that the CD didn't make enough money to actually give any money to the food bank because the sales were kind of down.
Yeah, last
in
year,
2012.
Last year was weird. The year before was incredible. I think we gave them $18,000 the year before, and this year we're on track to do really well. Also, last year was just a weird transition. It was actually kind of a transition for Moxie Java and a bunch of their stores, and things changed. And I think that we came off of the year that was so incredible, and I don't think they were thinking that they would have to work as hard to get the word out there. So this year, it's more on track like 2011 was.
And I know they've promised at least $1,000 will go to the food bank. Sounds like maybe more.
I think it'll be actually a lot more than that. It helps to have artists like Curtis Stigers and John Namath and Elon Jewell, really, really strong artists too. And their songs are really, really great.
What's your favorite song on this year's CD? Do you have a favorite?
You know, I think Belinda Bowler's Christmas in the Trenches is my favorite one.
What's the song about?
It was a true story about World War I on Christmas Day in battle, decided to call a truce. One of them started singing a Christmas song, and they decided that they would come out into the no man's land, and then they'd play a game of soccer. And this is all true. So there's a really neat story behind it. You should all look it up. It's a great story, and this is the song about that.
It was Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were warmed as Christmas songs were sung. But the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had crumbled and were gone forevermore.
That's one of those songs that you know, not very many people can pull off, and she just... It was the magic. She did it. And, you know, in the studio, it's hard to get into the vibe sometimes. And we did two or three takes that were really good. And then I said, okay, now I want you to just tell me the story. Don't think about the fact we're recording. We've already got a great take. Let's just see what happens. And then she just did the most killer take. And so that's the one that we went with.
What do you hope people take away from this CD?
Amazing, great, fresh Christmas music, holiday music, really. It's not all specifically Christmas, but holiday music, and they're going to be exposed to artists they may not have heard. Then they're also going to take away, you know, the feeling of supporting some great cause like the Idaho Food Bank.